batting on Nouvel. Followed by number 44, Tyler Jackman. As Seaman trying to complete the three-point play the old-fashioned way. And it's no good. Rebound, Nouvel. Here comes Callen. Being guarded by Aaron Ginther. Checked in for Harbor Beach, the first substitution for them. And it's stolen by Aaron Ginther. Goes out of bounds, though. And Harbor Beach ball. One official here has obviously learned from Ed Hightower, taking his time on every call and making it theatric 101.
Aaron Ginther's entry also gives the Pirates a couple of happy hands in there, and this is what they need to do.
And
go ahead and give me a transition game, because this setup game against Nouvel is not working.
Kraft on the left wing. Back at the Classy Top G. Back over to Kraft. Left wing. 4-3. It's up. It's off the mark. Rebound, Aaron Ginther. Top of the key, back to Classy. Going to the left wing to Kraft. He drives in and goes up, and it's blocked by Bonhoff. Here comes Nouvel, number 20, Joshua Bahalski, over to Graham. Left wing, Harbor Beach wanted to travel, none called. Back over to Graham, left corner. Trying to feed into Bonhoff, going against Boone. Back over to Graham, feeds into Bonhoff, left post, turns, goes up, and no call. Rebound, Classy. Harbor Beach trying to push it. Classy drives right into the lane, tries to pass it off to Kraft. He was not there, though. And he throws it right into the hands of number 20, Joshua Bahalski. Here comes Nouvel, leading by 7, 19-12.
Nouvel is looking like they do not want to run.
Collins takes the jump shot inside the arc. No good. Rebound, Bonhoff. He takes the jump shot down the baseline. Rebound, Klatsky. Pushes up to 2-on-1, Harbor Beach, over to Aaron Ginther, right post. He can't keep a handle on it, but retains possession. And now we have a whistle. Almost appears to be
a foul?
A foul on Nouvel. Fouls the number 44, Tyler Jackman, his second. Team's fourth. Harbor Beach ball underneath on hoop, left side of the radio. 44, 40, and 10. All check out. That's Jackman, Sullivan, and Collins for Nouvel. Kraft passing this one in. Nothing open yet. And finally, Keith fills it into Classy Top T, but it's stolen by 22, Joe Bahalski. He goes up for the layup, and it's good. Joe Bahalski now with 8 points, makes it a 9-point lead for Nouvel, 21-12 over Harbor Beach, 6 minutes to go in the first half. Kraft across the timeline, or to the right corner to Classy, trying to feed him to Seaman. Classy being guarded by Bonhoff. Now into Seaman, right post. Double team coming back out to Classy, back into Seaman. He turns, puts up the shot, no good, gets his own rebound, goes up, gets blocked in the hands of Classy. Right wing drives into the lane, goes up for the shot, and he's fouled. Classy heading back to the line. 4-2. It's going to be the fifth team foul on Sagan Nouvel. Fouls on number 30, Ty Jacobs, his first. Nouvel serves fifth. I reach trying the fouls very well inside the paint. Lasky, first one's up, no good. That's the first foul shot he's missed in three quarters. He went 10 for 10 there, dating back to the district championship game where he went 8 for 8.
Well, this is a good time to go ahead and start a new streak.
Trailing by 9 are the Pirates. And that one's good. Kraske goes 1 for 2 from the free throw line, brings them back within 8 points, 21-13, 5:44 left in the second quarter. Nouvel leads. Joe Bahalski to Bonhoff. Back over to Joe Bahalski, brings across the timeline. Left to right across your radio. Pushes it to the left, picks up his dribble, over to number 22, his brother, Joshua Bahalski. Going against Kraft, starts his dribble. Into number 24, the high post. That's Nick Hammes. Over to the left corner for 3. That one's off the mark. Rebound, Bonhoff. Pass it over to 24. Nick Hammes, and it's up for 2, and it's good. Hammes now has 4 points and a 10-point lead now for Nouvel. 23-13, Panthers over the Pirates. 5 minutes to go for halftime. Kraft across midcourt, over to Seaman right wing. Back to Kraft, top of the key. Feeds it into Ginther in the right post, and it goes up. No shot on the foul on the floor. It's going to go against Sagan Nouvel. That's their 6th. It's going to be a push on Josh Bahalski, his first. Kraft passing this in. No one open. Nouvel playing some very good defense. He's getting fast. Gets into the use. Klapke at the right post. Kicks over to the left post. Seaman goes up for the shot. The hook shot is good. Andrew Seaman went right up against Bonhoff and scores. He now has 9 points. brings it back down to a single-digit deficit. Not 8 points, but 23-15. 4:35 left before halftime. Joe Bahalski in the number 24. Hammes over the left corner. Josh Bahalski takes a three. Air ball into Aaron Ginzer midcourt. Classy, about to be nearly over the back. And we have a hand check on Saginaw-Bell. That's going to be the 17th foul on DeBell. Going to send Eli Kraft to the line for one. Ball's on number 22, Joey Bahalski. The fouls right now are 7-2. DeBell with 7. Jackman has 2. Sullivan has 2. And we have a 30-second timeout. Called by Nouvelle. So Ryan Brown will be listening again to Harvard Reach. John, why is Nouvelle in the Canadian League right now?
In the setup offense, you know, where you basically play a half-court game, Nouvelle is just playing it more efficiently. They know exactly what they're trying to do with it, and they're making the right pass, and they're making the right cuts, and they're making the right scores. For Harbor Beach, a half-court game, you know, they're trying to get open on the outside. That is the strength for Harbor Beach. And what they're finding is that the guys on the inside are really making a contribution. You have Jordan Boom. You have Andrew Seaman that is really doing a nice job on the inside.
Mr. Brown, take it away.
Harbor Beach has had some transition opportunities, and what Coach Rubel wants to do is start getting more of them because they got the ball to about half court sometimes, and then they would slow it up. Ryan wants to really push to the tempo.
Thank you, Brown, for that. As the first free throw from Eli Kraft is up and good, he has a second one coming due to the bonus.
You know, that's his first point of the night.
It's 23-16, trailing by 7 out of the Pirates. Second one's up, and it's good. Make that a 6-point deficit for the Orange and Black. 4:20 to go before they hit the locker rooms for halftime.
Got a 2-2-1 zone press right now.
From the Pirates over to Joe Bahalski, over to number 40, Sullivan. Kicks in the left corner to number 30. He's up, and it's no good. Air ball as Ty Jacobs out to Jason Hansen in midcourt, brings it across. 4 to go. Eli Kraft to the left wing. Slows things up into a half-court set here. In the left corner to Aaron Ginzer, drives the baseline. Goes up against Bonhoff because it's no good. Rebound Bonhoff. Over to number 24, Nick Hammes. Sullivan now into the left corner to number 30, Ty Jacobs. Feeds it into Bonhoff, left post. Gets it stripped by Ginther. Chucks it down the court. No one was there. And it's going to go out of bounds. Nouvelle ball 90 feet from their own hoop. And we have a timeout called by Harbor Beach. Ron Rubel wants to talk things over, get Aaron Ginther a little under control. And give it a 30-second timeout, so we'll stick with you. 3:43 left in the second quarter. Harbor Beach now only trailing by 6. They've outscored them 7-4 in the second quarter. John?
Nouvelle, let's just go ahead and continue the point that Ryan was making. They really don't want to get into a transition ball game. In fact, we were watching them, and they were slowing it down on purpose. They know that the strength of Harbor Beach is to go ahead and use their speed, their team speed, and their hands, their very, very quick hands, and get a little deflection, and then go right into the hoop, uncontested.
Ryan Brown, listen in. Ryan, what'd you find out?
Something was pointed out in the stands. There's a Saginaw Nouvelle woman taking pictures as Harbor Beach is shooting free throws, and the one where Aaron Ginther was shooting, she took the picture in the flash right as he was shooting. So they're kind of going to get that straightened out
right now.
And she needs another one right there. 23-17, Nouvelle ball passing it in. Sullivan across the timeline, left to right across the radio. Over to the right wing to number 30. That's Ty Jacobs. Back over to Sullivan, top of the D, being guarded by Kraft. Dribbles into the right corner, stolen by Jason Hansen. Feeds it up to Kraft, who then gets it stolen. And the interception by 22, Joey Bahalski. He brings it across for Nouvelle. Harvey trails by 6, 23-17, 3.25 to go in the second quarter. Joey Bahalski resets things on the right wing, feeds it into 24, feeds it into Bonhoff on the right post, goes up with a shot. No good. He gets it on the rebound, puts that one up, and that one's good. Bonhoff with his first 2 points of the second quarter, now with 8, and an 8-point lead for the Pirates. Crafts across the timeline. Hansen, skip pass over to the right wing to Klasky, back up to Kraft. Back over to Hansen for 3, left wing, it's up, and it's no good. Rebound, Nouvelle. Nick Hammes brought that one in. Over to Sullivan, cross midcourt. 2.5 to play in the second. Sullivan against Hanson, beats it into the high